Most of the buildings at Fort McCoy were built almost 70 years ago during World War II. Since then, almost half of them have been gradually renovated. The Secretary of the Army announced last week that millions of dollars are now available to complete the process. Wisconsin Congressman Ron Kind, who has spoken out recently about barracks conditions in North Carolina, says that bodes well for the Guard and Reserve troops who train and mobilize in Wisconsin for overseas deployments there.
Fort McCoy has been crucial in regards to the deployment of our troops to both Iraq and Afghanistan. They're the fourth busiest base in the entire nation over the last 5 years, yet they're trying to operate out of World War II barracks.
Despite the new funding, there's no plan to tear down any of the old wooden World War II era barracks. Fort McCoy spokeswoman Linda Fournier says the dollars will be used to speed up a renovation process already underway. She says that means everything from new walls, windows, and ceilings to laundry, dining, and bathroom facilities.
As you might think of in the old movies, these bathrooms were one big open area that had six stools in it. There were no stalls, so they're putting actual individual stalls in for bathroom facilities, also for shower facilities. So it's a complete renovation of the building. The shell of the building stayed.
That will make life more pleasant for the 100,000 troops that pass through Fort McCoy each year. And Fournier says it should help keep Fort McCoy safe from the base realignment and closure process that the military goes through every few years. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.